This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are, and Live Talk Free is this, 603-283-6160, number that is.
He read the number so the callers would know to call in.
In the correct order.
Number, again, join us, want you to, should, 603-283-6160.
What he didn't know was there were callers already on the line, or maybe he did.
He goes to pick up a call.
He picks up the call.
Peace.
Major Payne, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's my brother from another mother?
Are you talking to me or Richie?
Thought it was you.
I thought he was talking to me.
Oh.
You got to be more specific, Major.
You're my brother from another mother. How did you ever guess? No, Captain, we have...
You guys share a rank. I'm not ranked at all.
No, we share quite an interesting educational history. I dropped out of high school.
Yeah.
Probably the only fellow you'll ever meet that got into community college without having a GED or a diploma.
Nice.
A year
just lied on the form.
No, I didn't lie on the form. I just had a little local pull. We'll not get into that.
All right.
Anyway, so I'm about 22, and I've gone up north. And there was a GED thing going on through the Gaylord Public School System.
Okay.
So I figured, well, it's about time I band-aid this hole in my resume. So
right.
I go in, and instead of having a prerequisite test to take the test, they wanted us to take this six-week course, a refresher course, on all the stuff we'd gone through in high school.
So they wanted you to learn all the things that other kids learn in high school in 4 years, in 6 weeks.
Totally doable. Yeah, remedial learning.
Yeah. Refresher course, just basically to see if you had actually retained what you had learned.
Now, I got to ask, I'm not necessarily asking you, Major, but I just have to ask everybody, all the listeners, why then can't we just teach high school in 6 weeks?
Well, because it's remedial. It's a refresher. You had already learned it. It supposedly took you up to 4 years to learn it.
Yeah.
And now they're saying, like, you have 6 weeks to prove that you've retained
my
it.
My horse hockey detector is lit up right
so,
now.
So, right. You know, I will say that when I was 16 years old, I did something called dual enrollment. So, essentially, and it wasn't because I was smart. It was just an opportunity I had. A lot of kids, it was like what you do if you get, like, pregnant or, you know, you can't be in high school full time. We took college-level courses and some high school-level courses, which, so a class should just be, say, 1 hour, an hour and a half, 1 or 2 days a week. But instead at high school, they make you take it an hour or 45 minutes every single day. So the college model, instead of doing it every single day, you do it either 1 day a week or 2 days a week. And you save so much time. You can have a job. You can take care of your baby if you got pregnant in high school or whatever your case is. And that really taught me that you do not need to be in school 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. It's just unnecessary. And there's no reason why we should be doing that to high schoolers. It's really just holding them back, in my opinion.
So anyway,
go ahead, Major.
To where I was at, there was like 17 people in this class, and they were all adults at one stage or another, just trying to, you know, better themselves. And I think, it seems to me there was 5 subjects, reading, writing, arithmetic, maybe, you know, geography or some other thing. I don't recollect. So anyway, on all 5 subject courses, I got the top mark in every category in the class.
Nice.
You know, and it just, and this takes me back to something that a thing about 20 years ago on PBS. And back then, PBS pretty much told the truth. Well, they did a survey on common knowledge, or common sense, and they asked, I don't remember if it was 10,000 people or 100,000 people, whatever, do you think you have common sense? Well, 7 out of 10 of them says, yeah. So then they gave that 7 a paper test to see if they actually had what they thought they had.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out 3 of the 7 passed.
Yeah, it turns out common sense ain't common.
Yeah, the least common thing.
Can you imagine? They don't even test people to get on a jury.
The moral of the story is we are surrounded and outnumbered by blithering idiots, 7-3.
Yeah, that is a very painful fact that I think more people would do well to observe, particularly in the realm of, as this article is pointing out, the areas of overconfidence. I have been trying really, really hard to just ask more questions, and I have not been as afraid to admit when I don't know something. If somebody brings up a topic and they ask me a question about it, I've been more frequently than ever going, you know, I don't know anything about that. What can you tell me? And, like, just trying to get educated about it.
That does not make for good radio.
No.
There's an old saying, you ain't learning nothing while you're talking. Your ears ain't pointing, you ain't learning.
That's a fact. What else did you have to say today, Major?
Well, me and nobody got into a little bit of a tussle the other night on history. I brought up the first time taxation had been put upon the American public.
Mm-hmm.
It was by Jefferson to buy us a navy because the English were taking our ships and stealing our sailors, and we were having pirate problems with the pirates on the Barbary Coast and whatnot.
You're like, we ain't taking no shit.
No shit.
And then he brought up the Whiskey Rebellion, which was just shortly before, but it wasn't a taxation on the entire public, which was what I was getting at, the history of taxation. This was a particular product, whiskey.
Yep.
They went after the Appalachian farmers because they figured they could get 7 to 10 bushels of corn across the Appalachians in a whiskey jug in the back of a mule.
Right, right.
Right? So, and it was all about paying for the war. That's what most of the primitive taxes were about, was paying for the war debt.
That's generally what the taxes, yeah. Go ahead.
The guys that ran Washington back in the day actually had a conscience, and they tried to keep the bank, you know, square.
Yeah, but maybe.
Ever since we dropped the gold standard, man, the doves are out the window.
I think there's some back in my day bias going on there.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. Hey, thanks for the call, Major. We appreciate you.
Things were better back in the day.
Probably not.
Maybe.
You know, I mean,
like, to some extent,
when I was a kid, politicians cared about us.
Sure.
To some extent, you can point to things that you think are better now that, you know. For example, not everybody, particularly children, you know, when I was in the, you know, I don't know, say age 5 until 12 category, we didn't have cell phones. We didn't have access to, you know, most of the world's knowledge at our fingertips, right? So, but also we weren't tracked every day and every moment of our lives where we went. So one could say, if, and this is biased, right? I'm completely biased because that's the environment I grew up in. One could say that back in my day, it was better because we weren't tracked as much as the kids are today, right?
Yeah.
One could say that, but
back in my day, the police were peace officers and just were looking out for the community.
But I got to tell you, I carry this magic rectangle around with me everywhere I go. And if I left the house the other day, I just left the house without it.
How did you survive?
Like, I know. Like, I was like, oh,
how'd you find your way home?
This is what people used to do. They used to just leave a place without anything.
Like, did you go to a friend's house and just knock on the door?
I had to ask. A friend of mine was asking me to do him a favor, and it required us to both be online and exchange some credentials and things of that nature. And I was like, sure, totally. And I'm like, he's like, well, will you be around in like an hour so that we can actually speak over the phone? I'm like, yeah, dude. And so we had a conversation. Like, who does that anymore over their cell phones? Do people even call each other? No.
I do.
It's an infrequent thing. Yeah. Like, it used to be that's the only thing you could
do. That's true, yeah.
If you're going to call, text me first, man. Just let me
have, you know what?
Let me know to expect it.
I have so many friends that if I text them, they are not responding. Like, just terrible texters. If you want a response from some of these people, you need to pick up the phone and call them. And then they probably still won't answer.
It's a great friendship that won't text you back.
Right, yeah. If I had a time machine and I brought this magic rectangle back to past me and it totally worked with all the features and everything and handed it to him, he would be ecstatic. He'd be like, oh, my God, this is the greatest thing. Oh, wait till I tell all my friends, right?
Yeah.
603-283-6160. That's the number here. If you want to join us, it's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. More is coming up.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 if you want to join in the fun. Talk with us. Have a conversation. Talk about whatever's on your mind. You can talk about stuff we're talking about. You can talk about something that we've talked about previously or something that's on your mind. In the studio, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Nikki.
And Rich Rich.
We were talking about how incompetent incompetent people are, but I think we've spent enough time on that.
Okay.
Let's move on to something different.
Something unique. Something fun.
Something
spice
original.
It up, you know?
Something by Tyler Durden.
Oh.
I really love that he uses Tyler Durden.
Okay.
Because I love that movie.
Let me ask you a question.
All right.
Do you think there's only one Tyler Durden?
As far as who writes these articles for
yes.
Zero Hedge?
Yes.
I would be willing to bet that it's mostly one dude.
Okay.
But that being said, should that one particular person ever have something happen, the legend of Tyler Durden may continue, and perhaps there's other, you know, mini Durdens in training that are also writing under that name. What do you think?
I don't know. Like, I'm not qualified enough to read like the into the writing style
yeah.
of the Tyler Durden articles.
Yeah.
But because it is a pseudonym
yeah.
on that particular site, it would seem to me that they could have multiple people writing those articles all under the same pseudonym.
Right. And perhaps that is what they're doing. I have no way to tell. I mean,
it's like the Zero Hedge DPR.
I don't know. Right, exactly. Yeah, the Dread Pirate Roberts, for those of you who don't know. And for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, the movie, Tyler Durden, where does that come from? What's the name of the movie?
Oh, Fight Club.
Fight yeah. Club it is. Tyler Durden was one of the personas presented as a main character there. So it's, you know, not only is it a pseudonym, but it's a parody of a name found in the movie. At any rate, this article says, a study claims that more kids are fat and unhealthy because of global warming.
Sure. It's not all the processed food, the USDA food pyramid, and
the
global warming.
Schools.
Global sure. warming.
Video yeah. games and, you know, general lethargy.
I
don't
could,
be knocking the video games.
I could name 100 things that this is due to before it would even get to climate change. Climate change has nothing to do with the fact that Americans are fat.
What's the first one?
I already named it. Processed food, yep. Bingo, the USDA food pyramid.
Period.
That too.
This was a dark time in the history of the United States, the food period.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
It's like the brightest time. People
don't
fed.
Don't even get me started on vegetable oil.
Okay, like,
whoa.
Like there's,
vegetables are good. Vegetable oil is good, too.
Yeah, that's what you'd think.
Like there's some things to say, like processed foods and specifically wheat.
Wheat?
Wheat flour, wheat. If you will. Like, is responsible for mankind's survival for a great deal of time. Like,
yes.
I don't want to say that, like, these things have always been horrible for humanity. There was a time in the species' existence where if this wasn't invented, if wheat specifically
yeah.
wasn't ground into flour, that mankind was going to be wiped out.
But well, don't go Googling what cellulose is. Was it cellulose?
Yeah. Well, wheat is great. Sourdough is a superfood. There are healthy things you can do with
right.
bread and wheat.
Right. So, like,
but it's just been genetically modified and turned into like breakfast cereals
right.
and Pop-Tarts.
Like, for example, the Egyptian slaves, when they were like arguably constructing like the pyramids or stuff like that
aliens.
Out there, they were paid in beer and crackers, basically.
The aliens were?
No, the slaves, the humans.
Same thing.
Yeah. The aliens created the beer and fed them the crack. No, I don't know what happened. Like,
the aliens did the engineering and the planning and the design of it, the architecture.
I'm just saying.
Built it.
Okay, I understand
that
now. Thank you.
Wheat crackers and beer, you know, some rudimentary form of beer,
yeah.
Was what built a lot of the artifacts of the Egyptian culture.
And think about it. If you don't have clean drinking water, I mean, beer is
yes.
a fluid.
Beer has food value, but food has no beer value.
It's true.
These are wisdoms that I pass on to you, the listeners, and you, the co-hosts.
Thank you.
To take with you and, you know, go ahead and, what do you call it, spread those... Spread those philosophies.
The gospel of Captain Kick-Ass.
The gospel of Kick-Ass.
It is our Sunday ceremony.
Sunday sermon. That's
sermon.
Right.
Ceremony.
Fun fact, I used to do a thing called the Kick-Ass Podcast.
Yes.
And season one, I called them, instead of episodes, I called them sermons. Because it was the Reverend Captain Kick-Ass, and so yeah, it's serendipitous. I like that word. It's serendipitous for me to be doing the Sunday show.
Yeah. Do you have your own church? Are you one of the few hosts that doesn't have their own church?
I do not have my own church. I am an ordained minister by the Church of Spiritual Humanism.
Okay.
And if you look that up, feel free to do so. The Church of Spiritual Humanism worships reason and logic.
Got it.
That is the deities of that particular church. So
I feel like a lot of the hosts have their own church.
You
do?
There are several, I believe. But no, I do not have my own church. Okay. I mean, I do in essence, right? If anybody ever said, oh, here are the things that make up a church, I probably could meet those qualifications.
Well, I mean, there's like the Shire Free Church, Church of the Invisible Hand,
right.
Reformed Satanic Church.
Right. I did not invent or am and I'm a part of those in ways, but like not. I've never signed anything that's like, yes, I am joining this particular church or I'm part of this church or anything like that. But our, I would say our ministries are insanely similar. Like we're all like freedom advocates, freedom of speech, you know, blah blah blah. You know, you do the math. I was told there'd be no math. Anyway,
I didn't hear a math question now.
Five.
42.
Isn't that
the answer to everything?
Yeah.
42?
Yeah.
Okay. A study published in the journal Temperature has claimed there is correlation, but not causation, between rising temperatures and children becoming fatter and more healthy. They show this picture of this chubby kid, and there's like a fork, like airplane style, coming at his face with a chunk of broccoli on it, and the kid's like covering his mouth like he's about to puke.
I kind of want to take issue to all those like skinny African commercials from the 80s and 90s, because it is hot there.
Like the Ethiopia and
yes.
Stuff like that, yeah.
And they were skinny.
That's true. Unless they had the extended belly, right? But they were still skinny, but then they just had...
Yeah, the distended belly.
Distended, yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, there's thin and there's malnourished.
Right.
I got it. But they were outside in the heat, right? Yeah. They were skinny.
Yeah, not
so you're
that.
Saying we should put children outside and they won't be fat anymore?
It's a start.
Well, the study claims that climate change is causing more children to stay inside, eat more, and generally be less active.
Climate change.
We'll find out more about what Tyler Durden from Zero Hedge has to say about this study. Coming up here on Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. More coming up.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Tony Marisso reporting. The Director of National Intelligence announced a planned review of any potential national security damage from the top secret documents recovered in the FBI search of former President Donald Trump's club in Florida.
Republican Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri sits on the Senate Intelligence Committee.
I got immediately involved with Chairman Warner and Vice Chairman Rubio and said, we need to get a letter out right now to the Justice Department and the Director of National Intelligence and say, if there really is a problem, why haven't you told us about that problem?
Two U.S. Navy warships sailed through international waters in the Taiwan Strait on Sunday, the first such operation since a visit to Taiwan by U.S. Speaker Nancy Pelosi, enraged China, which regards the island as its territory. Such operations usually take 8 to 12 hours to complete and are closely monitored by China's military. This is USA Radio News. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis suspended four members of the Broward County School Board after reading a report issued by a grand jury impaneled following the Parkland school shooting, pointing to the board members' incompetence, neglect of duty, and misuse of authority. DeSantis signed an executive order suspending Patricia Good, Donna Korn, Ann Murray, and Lori Rich Levinson, and naming their replacements. It's my duty to suspend people from office when there's a clear evidence of incompetence, neglect of duty, DeSantis said. So, what are in those nuggets?
If you go to a Chick-fil-A restaurant anytime soon, you may notice a new sign warning diners about its grilled nuggets and grilled filet, possibly containing an undeclared dairy allergen. The Atlanta-based company said that this is a, quote, temporary issue and that it is actively working with the supplier to ensure the allergen is removed. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yep. Kind of a thing. Just a little lift there at the end. Not quite the California. And we're back? Right, not quite the question.
It's not a question. It's a declaration. Yes. We are back.
That's right.
We are back. Now.
He says with authority.
Maybe.
Will he read an ad? Wait, does the narrator, like, ask questions?
Well, technically, you're supposed to narrate your own stuff, but, you know, I jumped in and was narrating.
Well, yeah, third person, it's fine.
Well, but he does it in, you know, like, he looked at it slowly.
He stares at Nikki in wonder and dismay.
The lascivious glaze. Gaze.
He moves over to Richie Rich and thinks, ugh. He stares at the ad read and thinks, okay, it's go time. Do you really want liberty in your lifetime?
Yes.
Yeah.
Me too. Later this
but
year.
It's a generational thing, apparently, so forget that.
Later this year.
Scratch that off the list.
What? okay. Later this year, Mark Edge, co-founder of Free Talk Live, is speaking at Free Cities Foundation annual conference, Liberty in Our Lifetime. It is in the beautiful city of Prague from October 21st to 23rd and showcases autonomous cities and intentional communities that are springing up around the world, offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives. The conference theme is Parallel Structures for Progress, and will explore physical developments and parallel structures emerging in education and finance, which offer alternatives for people looking for better ways to learn and educate their children, as well as invest in their future. Free Private Cities is offering all Free Talk Live listeners a special 20% discount on tickets. This can be claimed when checking out on their Eventbrite site with the promo code FTL20. To find out more about the conference, visit lifetimeliberty.com and follow the conference on Twitter via the handle @LibertyIOL. Make sure to get your tickets soon and take advantage of the early bird discount. If you'd like to buy your ticket in Bitcoin, you can simply drop them a Twitter direct message for instructions on how to do that. Again, lifetimeliberty.com. Use the code FTL20 for 20% off. It'll be in Prague from October 21st through the 23rd. I didn't say it was going to be a generational thing. I just said that it seems like that's a good idea.
I just feel like we're mixing messages now.
Well, you know what? I will say the generational thing. It seems like Mark is found a loophole by going somewhere else and starting his own generation from scratch. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So instead of, well, we have to convince everybody to believe, and it's that will take generations maybe.
So,
but if you just go somewhere and start from scratch, then it's not a generational thing.
So to me, the difference between the two, to clear up the mixed messages that you may be experiencing or other folks might have, if you have it, I can imagine somebody else might have it, and I would like to not send mixed messages. So there's a distinction. Something like the Move to New Hampshire Freedom Movement, the Greater Freedom Movement about moving to New Hampshire, relocating here to be around other freedom-minded people, to start this thing, to kick this thing off, to show other people that not only can it be done, but it's the preferable way for people to interact voluntarily. That, to me, is something that could happen in our lifetime.
Okay.
Right?
I hope so, because that was the catchphrase.
Right.
Right? Liberty in our lifetime.
Right. Now, for it to happen on a much larger scale, say for the entire area known as the United States, or the entire area known as America, or the entire globe, for example, that is not going to happen in my lifetime. I'm 50 years old. It's just not going to happen. Right? So for that to occur is going to require the generational strategy.
Okay.
Right. So just so we're clear, they're both viable strategies, and I support and advocate for both of those. As much as I possibly can.
Same.
Clear as mud?
Clear as mud.
All right, good. We've been talking about this article from Tyler Durden over at Zero Hedge. A study claims more kids are fat and unhealthy because of global warming.
I mean, it makes sense, right? It's hot outside. You don't go outside and play in the heat.
So about the article that we just did last time,
mm-hmm.
about stupid people not realizing that they're stupid and
incompetent,
yes. Whatever. Incompetent, stupid.
Not incontinent. That's a whole different thing.
Whole different thing. So, clear.
All right. CBS Mornings covered these findings this past weekend, noting that almost one-third of kids are less fit than they were a generation ago. It also notes that fewer children are engaging in physical activity for 60 minutes a day. The core argument of the study concerns heat stress assessment and claims that it's more dangerous and less fun for children to be active if it's warmer outside.
That's okay. So that's nonsense.
You think?
And there's a little bit to unpack there.
Yeah.
Right? Because in the current environment,
mm-hmm.
right, like the vast majority of kids go to like public school,
yes,
right, and as far as I know, they've been nibbling away at the amount of recess time kids get,
yep,
because test scores are dropping,
right
so like, oh, test scores are dropping, we can't give them play time,
right?
And then, but no, it's the heat,
yeah.
Right, like it's not that they're getting less at school, and then when they go home, right, and like, oh, mom needs to run an errand, so she drops, you know, the 10-year-old or whatever off at the park,
mm-hmm.
to play and get some physical activity so she can go run an errand and come back for the kid later. You get the cops called on her,
yep.
and she gets arrested for child neglect.
Right.
Well, that's just global warming.
No!
Can you imagine being a kid today?
I would not want to be a kid today.
Oh, my God.
Like, the video games are better, but Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, even when I was a kid, my parents let us play outside. You know, it's come home for dinner.
Oh, I
nowadays, that's not a thing.
We had a whiteboard. Like, gone, be back later, love you.
Yeah.
And the whole day.
It was my preference to be gone from the parental units. And, in fact, one of their forms of punishment was, you can't go outside today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, I was always trying to get outside because they didn't want me to go outside.
So what do they do now? Because before, when you were grounded, you get locked in your room. So now do they lock you outside?
Right, yeah. You are,
have to go do push-ups outside.
How do you ground a kid now if they stay inside?
Take away their phone and their Xbox. And
I also hate that. Right, I remember it, like, doing sports.
Change the Wi-Fi
password. It was always, the penalty for doing bad in sports was, like, physical exercise. Oh, you got to drop a game or whatever, or take a lap.
Yeah.
And I think that also discourages the enjoyment of physical activity labor because it's associated with a penalty.
Yeah. Right. Well, and also nowadays, everything's fat shaming and everybody has to be super inclusive. And, no, if you exercise, you're ableist. And if you do the, you know, people can't do anything anymore. So kids, it's seen as okay to be fat and unhealthy, and not that I have anything against fat kids. Like, it's whatever, you know, like, don't tease the fat kid. That's not nice, but it's becoming too acceptable.
But this turns into
pro-fat shaming.
But this turns, you're right, I'm not pro-fat shaming, but, I'm pro having an honest conversation with your friends or your family or your children, you know, if they're unhealthy.
Yeah, it's not the way you look. It's the fact that you love people and you want to make sure they're healthy. And
I had a large coworker, right, and part of the conversation was, like, he understood that he was going to die younger than average.
Right.
But he really liked macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm like, all right, that is your choice.
I feel him.
But, yeah, so you know, live happy, be fat, whatever.
Yeah.
Or live long, you know. Not a lot of fat old people out there.
Yeah. Well, and I'm a hefty dude, but, like, I realize, you know, what's going on. Like, my metabolism slowed down once I hit middle age.
And
I quit smoking.
And you were also making changes.
And I am making changes, including giving up beer. And, you know, I'm doing the carb restriction. I'm in calorie restriction as well. And I'm down 30 pounds since the first of the year. So,
good job.
Like, you know, yeah. But, like, I realized that things were going the wrong way health-wise. And I'm like, okay.
Get outside in the heat.
Time to make some changes.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since.
I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
And we're back. That's right, Daddy's home. It is Free Talk Live. We're a live radio call-in talk show where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. We're broadcast on somewhere around a couple hundred radio stations, plus the internet, plus a bunch of video platforms, plus on some, satellite channels, thank you.
You're welcome.
There are many ways. We're podcasts. We've got a digest version. We've got archives over at freetalklive.com. So many ways for you to enjoy the program. The telephone number here in the studio, if you want to join us, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. Grab your crayon and jot that down on the fridge. If you want to remember that, you could tattoo it on your firstborn, on their forehead or something.
Or if your kid, grab a crayon, just put it right on the wall for everyone to see.
You know,
That's what I did.
Slap a post-it on your buddy as they're leaving your house after a couple of beers. Whatever. Whatever you got to do. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
What have we been talking about?
Put it in a bathroom stall for a good time. Call 603. Between 7 and 10 p.m.
I can't wait to do that. Oh, man, that's a great idea. Listeners, do that.
Ladies, if you're out there, you can print out these fake business cards with, like, our phone number on it, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern. Yeah. And, like, when some...
Call for a good time.
When some undesirable dude is hitting on you, and you're like, here's my number. And then you leave, and they'll end up calling us, and we'll deal with it for you.
So many libertarian calls about to come in.
We'll handle it. Don't worry. We have the skills. Here at Free Talk Live. I wonder if that's, like, actually going to happen. If we're going to get, like, you know, several calls that are, you know, from that. That'd be funny.
It'll be a good test and a testament to, like, how devoted our listener base really is. You have been given a task, listener. Follow through.
Do you accept?
We'll send that up.
Vandalize those public restrooms as often as possible.
Maybe that'll be an alternative way to, like, get a month of AMPS subscription, you know, trial or something. I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud. I have no control over that. But
this does sound like something we should be against, though, defacing public property.
Why is public property?
I don't know. What
defacing.
I mean,
just
private.
Altering.
When I was doing the band thing, I thought it would be cool to, like, get a captured video Maybe not like with the face so you can recognize the guy, but like, you know, one of our fans taking the band bumper sticker, putting it on the back of a cop car.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome.
I thought that would be an outstanding piece of video. We'd put it in our music video. We'd put it online, you know.
I would
Look at this super fan. He, like, you know, he's totally dedicated to the band and blah, blah, blah. And so I put out a thing in our, like, email newsletter or whatever, and I'm like, okay. If you film yourself doing this, you will get free admission to all of our shows for the lifetime of the band.
And you'd get to officially be punk rock.
Yeah, and also you would be, how do the kids say, based?
Based,
I believe that's what the term they use these days. Yeah, so. No one took us up on the offer.
Right.
It is. I mean, yeah. I just said I would, but I actually wouldn't. That's, no.
Lifetime of the shows after you get out of jail. Yeah. Ben lies in the police car.
I avoid cops at all costs. I do not seek out interactions with police.
But if you were a graffiti artist and you wanted to put Free Talk Live on your next mural with the phone number on there.
Yeah, go for it.
If you have one of those laser projectors and want to just project it on the side of a building one night without permission from anybody, film that, please, and send it to us over at Mark at freetalklive.com. Or send a link anyway. Upload it to Odyssey first.
There you go.
Then send an email to Mark at freetalklive.com or Ian at freetalklive.com.
Yeah.
Captain's going to get called into the office.
Yeah, probably.
I'm getting all these links, Captain. Do you know anything about this?
Oh, man, this is just totally off topic. I was cruising the Craigslist, and I was looking for real estate. And there was an ad, and it was like off-market offer, super reduced discount, you know, and this kind of a thing, and a you know, price of zero, right? And I'm like, oh, all right, I'll get suckered in. And it wasn't that at all. It was like naked pictures of a lady.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, well, Craigslist filters have failed here, obviously.
Or the naked lady people have figured out a way around those things.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. I was thinking it's one of these, like, sex worker type gals who's, like, trying to figure out a way around the... Because Craigslist used to have the place you could go for that kind of thing.
Yep.
And they took that away because the government said, you can't have that. Yeah, so, anyway. We've been talking about this article from Zero Hedge that claims more kids are fat and unhealthy because of global warming. Apparently there's some sort of a study that correlates heat and, you know, kids being inside, which, okay, being inside all the time and not getting exercise, sure, it's going to make you fat. But, like, is it because of global warming or is it just because parents are way too busy? They don't take an active enough role in their child's life because they got two jobs, two incomes. You have to try really hard to do a family on one income. You have to, like, make a bunch of sacrifices to make it go. And, frankly, not a lot of people are interested in making that go. They just go with the flow. They partake in the status quo. They don't question the paradigm that I must send my children to this place where strangers take care of them for 8 hours a day while
everybody
I go over here
and
do that. And it's free babysitting for me, so why shouldn't I do it? Plus, they must get an education. Where else am I going to send them to get an education, right? They haven't thought all these things through.
And again, if that's the case, right, then part of that education should be at least an hour's worth of outside free time, exercise, and activity.
Yeah.
Minimum.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? At least
an hour. This is a problem, there's your state solution.
So there are some facts here. Today's children are 30% less aerobically fit than their parents were at their age, a new study found.
Probably.
I would agree with that, not knowing what their research is based on, but just my casual observation of children today, I'm like, yeah, a bunch of little fat bastards running around.
Well, you know what? Their parents are also fatter than they were.
They sure are.
So, yeah.
I think, I don't know, I couldn't cite the study, but the Army was having trouble recruiting at one point.
Right.
They couldn't pass you.
Well, everybody was too fat.
Yeah,
right.
People couldn't pass the they have to lower the standards to get people
That's
in because
embarrassing.
People. Yeah.
The study points to climate change and rising temperatures adversely affecting childhood obesity as children spend less time exercising outdoors. Well, are they spending any time exercising indoors?
Like, no.
Because gymnasiums and schools are air conditioned, to my knowledge. If your
There's a lot of sports that you do inside, you know?
If your school is lucky enough to have, like, a swimming pool, generally that's climate controlled as well.
Yeah.
So, critics have noted that the study uses recorded or stats recorded during the COVID lockdowns.
Well, wow. Jesus.
And as such, it may be skewed.
You think? When no one was even allowed outside?
Well, they were just allowed. Not going outside because of climate change. It wasn't because they were imprisoned in their homes.
And those that did were, again, arrested? Right? Wasn't there was a local activist here, right? That
yeah, play free or die.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Explain what happened.
Oh, she decided that she was going to go in the face of the COVID lockdown rules and take her kids to the park because kids need outdoor playtime. And, you know, was she arrested or fined, cited,
yeah.
Something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, I believe
she had,
so.
Yeah, she had to go
I think
fight
she was
it.
Arrested, yeah.
Okay.
She
had to go fight
I don't remember
it.
The whole thing. But.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that was on our radar for quite some time, and I think she called in a couple of times.
Okay.
And,
yeah.
That kind of a thing. So,
yeah.
Well, I apologize if I got the story wrong then, but sentiment is there.
No, yeah. Certainly, like, okay, now here's an example of a lady doing what seems to be the right thing for her children, except during a time before this study was done. Yeah.
How do you explain that to your kids?
Yeah.
You haven't conceptualized the overbearing yeah. nature of the state yet.
Gosh, kids, sorry your mom got arrested but for getting you some exercise, but yeah. COVID.
Well, these are like, libertarian kids, so I'm sure they were...
Well, they
knew more than the typical.
But the average parent who didn't take their kids to the park, and the kids yeah. like, I want to go to the park and play.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, government says you can't.
Like, well, what if you were a kid and you were used to whenever you go to the park there being a bunch of other kids, and then now you go to the park
yeah.
and you're the only one.
Yeah, it's
not a lot of
creepy.
Fun either.
Yeah, very creepy. Anyway, it notes that climate change will not only exert direct effects like higher ambient temperatures in many regions, but it will also be responsible for indirect effects that can independently affect child's physical activity habits, for example, as observed during the COVID-19 pandemic.
See if Russians and Chinese kids have this problem.
Right?
They're the other superpowers. Their kids are getting fit. Yours is sitting there fat on a tablet. Eating Cheetos.
The author opines, perhaps the fact that children are becoming obese and unhealthy is more to do with the fact their parents increasingly feed them unhealthy yet more affordable food, coupled with the fact that society encourages, protects, and even celebrates unhealthy lifestyles.
80% of weight loss is diet. So do the math.
603-283-6160. Do you think kids are fat because of climate change? Give us a call. Let us know. More coming up.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.